back second half, you know, after falling behind early, but it gave you a chance to win the football game.
Yeah, you know, we've been in a few games like that, as you know, where we been right there at the end trying to get a win, and we haven't quite figured it out yet as a team how to get over that hump. But, you know, we got to keep coming back and keep working and keep fighting and until we figure it out. And credit our guys for coming back out in that second half and really picking it up after that last 3 minutes of the second quarter was disastrous in a lot of ways.
Talking about some of the sloppy play in the first half and the turnovers. I mean, two of your turnovers were in the red zone, two interceptions by Christian Ponder.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough to overcome. You know, you drive the ball the way we were moving the ball in that first half and just getting in position to get some points, and we weren't able to come up with points. And, I mean, that's hard to overcome. And, you know, we came close to getting it done, but you don't want to put yourself in that position.
Talk about the play of Christian Ponder. You knew as a rookie going in, a rookie quarterback in the NFL, you're going to have some growing pains, and I guess you experienced some of those early today. But upside with Christian Ponder in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Christian fought back just like he has in the past in his limited starts and opportunities he's had. He's shown that, you know, he's a guy who can handle adversity, who doesn't sulk or get down or go in a tank, and he did it again today. He fought back in the second half and got our team back in a position to win this game, and that's what you got to love about him. And there are going to be some things that we'll have to grow through, and he will, and our team will.
Coach, the Oakland Raiders, a very aggressive, big football team on the defensive front. Was it just, you know, that they outmanned us, or were there some problems on the offensive line? Your take from that standpoint.
Well, they brought a lot of pressure, and that's probably going to be what we'll see the rest of the season. You know, we're going to get a lot of pressure on our young quarterback, and there were some times we made them pay for it, and there were other times, I mean, they got some plays out of it, and we just got to keep figuring out ways to get people to back up, and if we hit a few plays, that'll make people back up.
Your special teams, very uncharacteristic today, a botched snap on a field goal down in the red zone, fumble on the kickoff, some poor coverages. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, you know, we haven't had these type of breakdowns this season. So you compound that with the turnovers and the, you know, some of the penalties that we got, and it's just a recipe for, you know, a loss, which is what we had. And we got to go back and look at what we're doing and try to figure out how we can correct this before we play our next game.
What did you tell your team? You're 2-8 now, and you know you're constantly, you know, telling your guys to move forward. What's the mindset of this football team right now?
You got to keep fighting. I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. We got to come back and go to work on Monday and try to figure out a way to get a win.
Coach, I got to ask you about Adrian. Adrian Peterson went out late in the second quarter. What's the status of Adrian?
He has an ankle injury, and we'll do an MRI when we get back and find out the extent of the injury.
Coach, appreciate your time. Even in all of this disappointment, my friend, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Greg. Same to you.